Now, it's a few minutes before 7, I think. I'm just excited to get the chance to share the goodness of all those that helped and are helping to get us through these difficult times. And so I'd like to say thank you. We're usually on our backyard, 79th and 80th Street, where there's a lot of good people doing good things in due appreciation of the heroes in New York and everywhere else in the world. A pandemic means worldwide. So, a lot of good people doing a lot of good things. We have a lot of great commentary on our good news broadcast. Me ringing this bell reminds me of the Salvation Army. And the water out there reminds me of Katrina. Well, they just had another watery scenario down that way in the Gulf of Mexico. And we were just fortunate enough when Katrina hit many years ago to do one of the first benefits on the pier, John Crevy's pier on 23rd Street, for the Salvation Army. And based upon water, and people that know us know that water for us is a very involved scenario, because we've been doing many shows on water. So water is also potentially a pandemic. Water takes, first of all, most of the pollution in this world goes into the ocean. The waters absorb it. We just, actually my niece just did a show on the coral reefs. And, let's see here. It got spaced out. In any case, maybe I'm spaced out. All right, everybody, thank you for everybody's who's been working hard for peace and love and hope. I'll take a moment of prayer for those that are not with us because of unnatural scenarios. Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Now, every time it rains, be wise and save the water. It's fresh water. It's been purified. Send it to those in need, third world countries. Let's tighten up our act. Okay, thank you very much, and thanks for being part of our good news group, and just keep doing good things for each other. What we are is what we are for each other.